Now, something else I spotted this week was some really very, very rapid climate change about 55 million years ago. Back then, the climate was very different. It started off about 8 degrees Celsius warmer than it is now. There were things like crocodiles living off Greenland and palm forests in Wyoming. And then all of a sudden, the carbon dioxide level seems to have doubled, and the climate got about another 5 degrees warmer. Because our climate records that far back are not very precise, scientists thought that this could have gone on over thousands, if not tens of thousands of years. But Morgan Challer and James Wright have been studying clays off the shores of Maryland. And in this region of time, they discovered very, very rapidly depositing clays, and there was a repeating pattern in the clay, which they could prove was a yearly pattern. So it was a bit like tree rings. And they started looking at this clay, and they looked at different isotopes of carbon. There's carbon 12, which is more easily taken up by plants. There's extra of it in organic material, and carbon 13, which is more common in inorganic carbon sources. And they saw this a huge injection of carbon into the atmosphere, about 3,000 billion tons of it over a period of just a few months. And then over the next 13 years, this seems to have dissolved in the shallow oceans and caused it to become really quite acidic. And then other people have hypothesized that this has caused a huge mass extinction, killing off a large proportion of especially the deep ocean creatures, far more than were killed off in the impact which killed off the dinosaurs. And then it took 150,000 years for the climate to kind of get over this and get back to normal.
What do we think caused that catastrophic release of CO2?
It could be something to do with a giant volcanic eruption, or it could be a large sort of meteorite impact. It's the best model scientists have historically of the experiment we're doing on the climate now, pumping in large amounts of carbon dioxide, which weren't there before, and seeing what's happened. And this was about 100 years worth of carbon all being injected at once, but the results were really quite scary.
So it suggests that we could be cruising for a carbon bruising then, if we're not careful?
Not quite as extreme as this, but certainly it'll take a very, very long time to fix it.
It's a worrying thought, isn't it? Thank you, Dave. You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and also with Dave Ansell. If you'd like to find out any more about the news items we've just been discussing, the transcripts and the references for all of them are on our website at nakedscientists.com/news.